At exactly 5:15 here on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you doing?
Happy Preparation Day, Zama. The Lord is so grateful to us, is so gracious to us. We are here. We have prepared for the Sabbath. We are ready to kick the program.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hope you've had a fantastic week so far.
It was a busy week. I'm stuck here. I think 5 o'clock comes earlier when I'm trying to drive to town.
Yeah.
It's already 5 o'clock, so I'm here. I was driving around Alexander. So I saw the workshop written, we repair all broken accessories.
Yeah.
Except broken hearts. The preacher wrote. So broken hearts are repaired on Adventist World Radio.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Powerful stuff. Well, Pastor, without any further ado, we are going to be handing over to you.
Let me take this time to greet all the listeners on Facebook, also on our Adventist World Radio worldwide. It is a great privilege for me to be part of this history in making. I'm so grateful to be part of this team that is sharing the word of God on this platform. Yesterday, we spoke about a very important subject, but today there is another subject that God is about to reveal to us. Without any further waste of time, I want us to pause for the word of prayer. Shall we pray together? Merciful, eternal, loving Father, you are our Father and our God. We approach your holy throne this afternoon. We thank you, loving Savior, for your mercies and for your love. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Loving Savior, we are about to touch the holy things. We are about to intercede for your children. I pray that, Father, may you forgive our trespasses and may you fill us with your spirit, that, Father, whatsoever shall be communicated this afternoon as I am about to touch the holy things, I pray that, Father, touch the feeble leaves of clay. Let them be moved in the impulse of your love as a divine oracle from above shall be shared in this platform. I pray that, Father, may you draw all men unto yourself. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on day number 3 on our 10 days of prayer. As I've said earlier on, it is a great privilege for me to be part of the team that is sharing the good news. Not because I am better, not because I am worthy, but it is because of the mercies of the Lord. We have prayed together. We are going to pray also at the end of the presentation for our devotion this afternoon under the theme that says the priorities of faith. Priorities of faith. We are going to look at the subject that talks about the blessing of waiting. We are on day number 3. The key text, as I was reading the material, the blueprint that has been written by the author, Dr. Frank Hassell, I love the way he has put together the material that we are using as our blueprint. Although I'm not going to read word by word of what he has written, we'll try to be innovative, also to be creative, and also to listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us. We are reading Psalm chapter 46, verse 10. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 is our key text. It reads, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Looking at this verse, it's a beautiful verse. Actually, this is one of the verses that is being fulfilled, particularly on this day, because throughout the whole world. We are reading Psalm 46 verse 10, and also all the churches and all the pastors and all the evangelists and all the families that are also participating on the 10 days of prayer and fasting. We are reading this particular verse, and this particular verse is practical today, because God says, "Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth." I want to say this afternoon, we are exalting the name of the Lord. We are also exalting the power of God. And God says, "Be still and know that I am God." As I was reading the material that the author has written, there is something that quickly has sticked on my mind. Or on the introduction, there is something that the author has written, and I want to zoom in on what is written on the blueprint. It reads, "If God does not immediately answer our prayers, these are the arts that we need to learn afresh." I love that line. While I was reading, he says, "If God does not immediately answer our prayers, then these are the arts that we need to learn afresh." I want to pause and put a footnote as a theologian and the scholar, and say we are not called to wait for the Lord, but we are called to wait in the Lord. When you read Isaiah chapter 40, when you read from verse 29 through 31, Isaiah says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength."
Amen.
When you read the Bible doesn't say we must wait for the Lord. It says we must wait in the Lord, or you must wait upon the Lord. If God does not immediately answer our prayers, then we need to learn the art afresh. Friends, I want us to pause as I tap on the seven characters in the Bible that were waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, not waiting for the Lord. Now, Abraham waited for 25 years after the Lord had promised a son, Isaac, to him. He waited for 25 years. Again, the second character, Isaac waited for 60 years before he had his own son, waiting upon the Lord, or waiting on the Lord. Now, number three on the list, Jacob waited for exactly 7 years in order to get married to the one that he loved dearly. So, you know, the concept or the aspect of waiting in the Bible is rich with the characters that have been that waited upon the Lord, the characters that we could learn from them. Number four, character number four, Joseph waited for 13 years before his dream became a reality. Wait upon the Lord. The blessing of waiting upon the Lord. Moses waited for 40 years for him to become a tool in God's hands. Now he waited for 40 years. The first 40 years, Moses was in Egypt. The second 40 years, Moses was in the wilderness tending the flock. Now, again, another 40 years, Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt to Canaan land. Again, that is character number five, that waited upon the Lord. Character number six, Caleb. Caleb waited for 45 years to receive the promise, or to receive his promise, that actually to receive the request that he made to Moses. Now, when you read Joshua 14, verse 7, he says, I was 40 years. Now I am 40. Now I'm 85 years, and I've not received yet the promise, or I have not received the request that Moses promised me when we came to spy the land." Friends, Caleb waited for 45 years for him to ask one prayer request, or one request, give me this mountain. Again, finally, Jesus Christ waited for 30 years to begin his earthly ministry. You see, When you read the Bible is rich with characters that have been waiting. Again, I want to say quickly before we go to the season of prayer. Now, the book by Ellen G. White as a spirit of prophecy and voice of prophecy and publishing director in the conference. I need to also cite the writings of Ellen White. Now, I'm citing the book called To Stand Apart, page 27, paragraph 4. It says, when we do not receive the very things we ask for, at the time we ask, we still to believe that the Lord, he hears and will answer our prayers. When our prayers seem not to be answered, we are to cling to the promises, for the time of answering will surely come, and we shall receive the blessing we need the most. God is too wise to err and too good to withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. Now, friends, I want to emphasize one line that says we need to cling when our prayers seem not to be answered. Mm-hmm. We must cling to the promises, for the time of answering shall surely come. After we have prayed, wait upon the Lord. After we have sent your petition to God, wait upon the Lord, for the time of answering will surely come. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Maybe you have sent your prayer request. I want to say, wait upon the Lord. We shall receive the blessing we need the most. God is too wise to err and too good to withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. I want to say, friends, we must wait upon the Lord.
Yeah.
The blessing of waiting.
Amen.
When we do not receive the things we are praying for or the things we are asking, when we ask those things, the time we ask, we don't receive. We still to believe that the Lord, he hears and he will answer our prayers. What do you do from the time you pray and from the time you receive, from the time you are waiting to receive the answer? Wait upon the Lord. In between the time of prayer and the time for you to receive what you are praying for, wait upon the Lord, or wait on the Lord. Now, the benefits of waiting. Now, this is from the author of the article. Now, the author says, throughout scripture, we encounter God's people in an attentive attitude of waiting. Now, the author, this is not from me, but it's from the author of the article. He says, throughout the scripture, we encounter God's people in an attentive attitude of waiting. Biblical writers often express their waiting expectation with the question, how long? How long, O Lord? Habakkuk 1, verse 2. How long, O Lord? Daniel 8, verse 13. How long? Whenever the prayer has been sent to God, has been submitted to the throne room, those that have prayed in the Bible, you will hear one echoing these words. How long? I want to say, friends, even you tonight, you have a prayer request, and one thing that is haunting you is, how long, Lord, will you remain silent? How long, Lord, am I going to wait upon you? I want to say, friends, there is hope. There is no hope without waiting. Titus 2, verse 13. There is no hope without waiting. There is no endurance without waiting. Romans 5, verse 3 and 4. There is no patience without waiting. That is Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Revelation 14, verse 12. There is no patience without waiting. There is no longing without waiting. Psalm 42, verse 1. There is no life without waiting. There is no human history without waiting. Without waiting, there is no human history. Waiting is part of human existence. I want to say, friends, we must learn from the characters in the Bible that waiting is part of human existence. While waiting, we often focus on the problems that are unpleasant and hope they will pass away. But waiting does not mean sitting passively, doing nothing, and hoping that the unpleasant situation will somehow disappear. From the biblical perspective, the primary purpose of waiting is to bring to light who I am and who I am I becoming while waiting. Friends, I want to say, get it from the preacher tonight, that you know what? The experience of waiting confronts us every time. There is something that I want to quickly here, that when you have prayed and God is delaying to answer, the risk that we find ourselves experiencing is the risk of waiting for the Lord to answer. I want to say, friends, if we look at this way, waiting becomes God's means of transformation, to change us according to his will. While we are waiting upon the Lord is in the business of transforming our lives. Thus, waiting is truly an expression of God's goodness and grace. It helps us to become more like God. While we wait, we become more like God.
Yeah.
Who waits great patience, not wanting anyone to be lost, who could still be saved. Friends, we are serving a God who is waiting for the humanity to understand who God is. I want to say, I want us to pray. I want us to pause now at this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of us listening to the voice of the preacher. I want to say, let's pray that may the Lord increase our faith, that we may wait upon him before we even go further and tap on the character that God has impressed in our hearts.
Mm.
I want us to pause and ask God to increase the virtue of waiting in faith, of waiting upon the Lord. Merciful, eternal, loving Father, teach us to wait upon you, dear Savior. So that, Father, whatsoever we ask when we believe in your name, we know and we believe that it shall be given unto us.
Yep.
Teach us to wait upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends,
wow.
The promise realized through faith. When you read Romans chapter 4, and you read verse 13, it says, for the promise that will be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise is made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression.
Mm.
Now, verse 16, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Mm.
Verse 17, it says here, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be.
Mm.
I love this. I love this verse. One thing that I love about this verse, when you read verse 18, it says, in hope, Abraham, he believed against hope. So Abraham believed against hope.
Yeah, yeah.
That he should become the father of many nations.
Mm.
As he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Friends, I want to say tonight, Abraham in hope, waiting for Isaac, or waiting for the heir, the Bible says in hope he believed against hope.
Mm.
There is something that I want us to learn from Abraham. Abraham waited in hope despite all odds. Abraham waited in the Lord and he believed.
Yeah.
When he was no longer sensible to have hope, Abraham still believed. See how the Bible described it. The Bible says, who against hope believed in hope.
Mm.
It's simple, amazing, friends. When you read about the account of Abraham, Abraham was not weak in faith. I want to say, while you're waiting upon the Lord, you must ask God to increase your faith. Ask God to keep your faith. While you are waiting, keep the faith.
Mm.
I want to say, while you are waiting for your prayer to be answered, keep the faith.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Bible says, Abraham, against hope, believed in hope.
Yeah.
Do you know what hope does, friends? It strengthens your hope. Oh, hope it strengthens your faith. When you are hoping, as you are waiting, hoping in the Lord, your faith will be strengthened.
Mm.
And again, the blessing of waiting in the Lord. Hope strengthens faith. And being not weak in faith, Abraham believed in hope. The Bible says Abraham considered not his own body, which was as good as dead. No counselor at the time could have offered him any encouragement.
Mm.
There was no professional that came to Abraham and says, listen, while you are waiting, may you hope on something that is not there. There was no counselor at the time that offered him encouragement, but hope was in place.
Mm.
While Abraham was waiting, hope was in place.
Oh, yes.
Brethren,
yes.
For his faith did not die.
Mm.
Again, as long as you have hope, your faith will remain alive.
Mm-hmm.
Can I repeat that?
Yeah.
Hear the preacher this afternoon. As long as you have hope, your faith will remain alive.
Amen.
As long as you are waiting in the Lord, your faith will remain alive.
Amen.
Abraham considered not empty faith, disregarded contrary evidences. Now, Abraham considered not his own body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is what the power of hope is all about, friends. Brethren, the power of hope while waiting upon the Lord.
Mm.
Hope makes you become dead to facts and alive to faith. It destroys the power of facts, so that you may rule out and relegate the things that will be discouraging you. And also the faith will push you to the force that makes the faith to be alive. Hope tells you it is not over. This is the hope that speaks. It says it is not over. When you read Romans 4 verse 20, he is staggered not at the promise of God. You know why?
Mm.
When hope is in place, you find yourself disregarding contrary opinions, comments, and reports. When you do this, you become stable. While you are waiting, hope in the Lord. It is what God says that is important this afternoon. Also, what you believe and what you see is also important. And also what you don't see, also God will make it to be a reality. Hope tells you, I can see it clearly. Hope says, I can see it clearly. I won't get anything contrary to what God has said and what I have believed. And faith tells you, God is equal to the task. Can I repeat that?
Yeah.
Whatsoever you are asking in prayer, remember, God is equal to the task. When you have faith in him, when you have hope in him, when you are waiting upon the Lord, God is equal to the task. The blessing of waiting in the Lord. It is very important to understand the place of hope in the operation of faith.
Mm.
When you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah.
The evidence of things not seen.
Mm.
Can I repeat that? Faith, it says, now faith. Can I say something quickly? Faith operates in the now, in the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is not for tomorrow. Faith is not only is not only for the future use. Faith is now. When you read Hebrews 11 verse 1, there is an adverb of time. When you read Hebrews 1, it says now faith.
Yeah.
Faith operates in the present tense. Faith operates when you stand and say, I stand and I wait in the Lord by faith. Faith operates in the now. That adverb of time will help you to grow in the faith in the Lord and also waiting in the Lord. Faith gives substance to hope, and hope has to be there first.
Mm.
When hope is dead, the substance of faith is worthless. When faith is dead, faith is gone, it becomes valueless.
Mm.
So that is the reason why you need to activate, you need to ask God to activate faith while you're waiting.
Yep.
May your faith increase while waiting. Again, what I want to emphasize before we go to the season of prayer. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. While you come to him, you must come believing. While you are waiting upon the Lord, you must wait believing. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Friends, I want to say, in the next 5 minutes, have faith and doubt doesn't work. Show me a child that doubt ever educated. Show me a mountain that doubt ever moved. Show me a stone that doubt ever rolled away. Show me a Red Sea that doubt ever divided.
Mm.
Show me a marriage that doubt ever restored.
Mm.
Show me an exam that doubt ever passed. Show me a temptation that doubt ever resisted. Show me a sickness that doubt ever healed. Show me a problem that doubt ever solved. Show me a miracle that doubt ever performed. Show me someone who has faith in God, who cannot receive whatsoever he's hoping for. Friends, doubt always makes things worse. If you could ask one third of angels that God kicked out of heaven with Lucifer what doubt did for them, they will tell you that doubt made them to lose their place in heaven and the joy of serving God. One third of angels doubted the power of God, they got kicked.
Mm.
If you can ask Adam and Eve what doubt did for them, they will tell you that doubt made them to lose their face-to-face commune with God.
Mm.
While you're waiting for the Lord, or while you're waiting upon the Lord, you must always believe and have faith in God.
Mm.
If you ask the children of Israel what doubt did for them, they will tell you that doubt made them to lose Canaan land.
Mm.
If you can ask Lot's wife what doubt did for her, she will tell you that doubt made her to lose her life.
Mm.
If you could ask the prodigal son what doubt did for him, he will tell you that doubt made him to lose his freedom and dignity. If you could ask Sarah what doubt did for her, she will tell you that doubt made her to encourage her husband to commit adultery. Now, if you could ask the children of Ephraim what doubt did for them, they will tell you that doubt made them to turn their back on the battlefield. So, just have faith in God when you pray. As you are waiting upon the Lord, have faith in God. If you ask David what faith did for him, he will tell you that faith took down a giant called Goliath. If you ask Daniel what faith and waiting upon the Lord did for him, he will tell you that faith and waiting upon the Lord made him to sleep like a baby in the lion's den. If you ask Noah what faith and waiting upon the Lord did for him. He will tell you that faith and waiting upon the Lord made him and his entire family to be saved from the flood. If you ask three Hebrew boys what faith and waiting upon the Lord did for them, they will tell you that faith and waiting upon the Lord made them to enter into that fire furnace, and God turned it into a air conditioner church service. If you ask Joseph what it means to wait upon the Lord, he will tell you that waiting upon the Lord and exercising faith in God made him or got him at the highest position in the kingdom of Egypt. If you ask Enoch what faith and waiting upon the Lord did for him, he will tell you that he waited upon the Lord until God sent a heaven limo to pick him up. Friends, if you ask me tonight, if you ask me what faith has done for me, let me tell you my story. Faith saved me. Faith fed me. Faith protected me.
Yep.
Faith sustained me.
Amen.
Faith puts money in my pocket. Faith puts food on my table. Faith puts joy in my heart.
Amen.
Faith puts salvation in my soul. Faith puts song in my heart. The just shall live by
faith.
While you are waiting, ask God to increase your faith. For the just shall live
by faith.
The blessing of waiting. Wait upon the Lord, and God shall reward you because we have faith in him. May the Lord help us and increase our faith during these 10 days of prayer. May the Lord revive us and increase our faith, for the just shall live by faith. Shall we pray together? Merciful, eternal, loving Father, while we are waiting upon the Lord, increase our faith. The priorities of faith, it is the aspect, the component of waiting upon the Lord. Loving Savior, increase our faith so that we may be faithful while waiting. We thank you, loving Savior, for teaching us a lesson of waiting upon you, God. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the reminder. Keep us safe until the storm passes by. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Powerful words indeed. Faith. Wow. Thank you so much. It is now 12 minutes before the hour, 6 o'clock here on the Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. All those who are joining us on all platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and also our Adventist World Radio link. It is now time that we come closer to the Lord in prayer. And of course, we are going to be taking those prayer requests this afternoon. Mfundisi, we have a prayer request here coming from Michael. He says, Happy Preparation Day, family of God. My prayer request is for my son, my two boys who do not want to attend church. Praying for the two boys, Michael, who don't want to attend church. And of course, we also have another one. My name is Kudzai Chitauro. May you please pray for me. I need an American visa and I'm getting in the visa interview on Wednesday. That is another one. And then another one. Greetings in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. But please pray that my 18-year-old may never forget to live for the Lord when he gets to varsity. My mom is always being operated on. Please pray that she may be completely healed. And another one coming from Linga. This one is a greeting, actually. It's coming in, it's in Ndebele. Linga shona njani, ngicela umkhuleko mina uQobo unyawo edolweni. Luyangihlupha sengihamba engani ngigoqekile. Okwesibili, ngicela umkhuleko oqondane lomama. Okwesithathu, ngicela umkhuleko womntwanami oku grade 7. Kungani izifundo Pizza. Yeah, those are the prayer requests that have come through on +27 734 703 520. Mfundisi, we are going to ask you to please put these forward to the throne of grace. And of course, there are many that may be coming through. However, we are going to be going through with what we have by now. Indeed, the just shall live by faith. Pumzile Shezi says, my prayer request is for my friend and former colleagues who were retrenched to find employment. And of course, from Inonge, also says, children of the Most High, may you kindly pray for my sister-in-law who is sick since last year. Well, Pastor, over to you. Please take us closer to the throne of grace, not forgetting God's children who are requesting for prayers.
Thank you very much, Zama. We are going to pray. I want to say to the listeners and to the viewers, when you approach the throne of grace, you must come believing. Come believing. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must come believing. Come with anticipation. Mm. So we are going to pray. Just believe. Open your heart. Just open your heart to God. Open your heart to Christ, and you see the Lord working miracles in your life. So those that are sick, we are going to pray. Something is going to happen.
Yeah.
Shall we pray together?
Amen.
Merciful, eternal, loving Father, here we are, Father, before your presence. You said, Father, in your word, since we have a great high priest who has passed the heavens, we must come boldly before your throne.
Mm.
We are coming boldly tonight before your throne, bringing the petitions of your children. There are those who are sick. Heavenly Father, I am presenting them, Father, before your throne. I pray that, God, may you touch them. You said, Father, in your word, your hand is not too short and your ear is not dull that he cannot hear our prayers. Heaven, Father, I pray that, Father, may you heal your children. At this present moment, Heavenly Father, I pray that, God, those who are searching for employment, we are claiming the promises of your word. You said, Father, whatsoever we ask in your name, we must come believing that, Father, we have received what you are praying for.
Mm.
Those that, Father, are searching for employment, I pray that may you open the doors that are shut before your children. At this present moment, Father, we are bringing them because they believe in you.
Mm.
While we are waiting, Father, for that call for the interview, it is my prayer that, Father, may you increase our faith. We are praying, Father, for the one who has requested the prayer for the interview for the visa. It is my prayer, loving Savior, that may you open that opportunity for your child. Also, I am praying for those that are asking for the prayers for their children who are drifting away from the faith.
Mm.
I pray that, God, may you bring them closer to your fold. Speak to them, Father. Whisper on their ears. Bring them, Father, back from the land of the enemy. It is my prayer that, Father, may you resuscitate the conscience that, Father, that says the Lord is the Lord of this family.
Mm.
Loving Father, I am presenting your children. You know, Father, what they are going through. Some they are bereaved, and some, Father, there is one who says there is a mother-in-law who has been sick. I pray that, God, may you restore the mother-in-law so that, Father, she may bring the testimony after the 10 days of prayer.
Mm.
Loving Savior, we are handing over our lives to you. May you do the takeover. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Well, thank you so much. We do have other prayer requests that are coming through. We're going to be asking that we continue to pray and that all of us pray for each other. Another one coming from Nomadama saying, please kindly pray for Victor Piri, who has been admitted in a cancer hospital. Another one from Lipirimelang Mpiri says, pray for my friend's daughter. She will be taken to hospital right now. And of course, one last one, my prayer request coming from Bishop Mayanga. My prayer request is, Lord, come through for me in my prayer requests in your waiting room. And we also do want to ask everyone to join in the prayers and make sure that we are joined in. And lastly, Pastor, this is coming from another listener here. Pray for parents who raised me up, Pastor J.K. Dube. Pray for good health. They are old. Mama is always not well. That is coming from Gambeni Innocent. And last but not least, Happy Sabbath, Saints. Please pray for my sister Miriam, who has developed mental illness. She's been in and out of hospital and no help. I'm stressed. She's still young and 40 years. My name is Cynthia. And of course, last one, God to make an intervention in my marriage. That is one last one, for God to make an intervention in their marriage. So those are the prayer requests, Fundis. So we are going to be continuing to pray for this. But Janet Henry also saying that she is joining in the prayer, but also requesting a prayer for her business. These are all prayer requests. We have noted them here, and we are going to be continuing to pray for these requests. From Lynn, praying for your family, Lynn. Yes, we're definitely going to be remembering all these prayers. We've got pastors here at AWR who join in from time to time to look at the prayer requests, to pray for all of these requests. So, yeah, Mfundis, thank you so much for joining us once again. The third day of the 10 days of prayer. Happy Sabbath to you. Blessings to you. May you enjoy the Sabbath rest.
Thank you very much, Zama. You know what? To be part of this team, and I'm so grateful. And also, while I am sharing the devotions, I'm also blessed because God is speaking to me.
Yep.
God is speaking to me. God is increasing my faith. To those that have sent prayer requests, keep on sending those prayer requests. We also have the WhatsApp group where we are praying for these prayer requests.
Mm.
And I want to give you the assurance for those that have asked prayer requests. Romans 16 verse 20, and the Lord of peace shall bruise Satan under our feet shortly. I want to give you that is the verse that you must claim when you're confronted with situation and issues that pertains even demon possession. The Lord of peace shall bruise Satan under our feet. And again, I want to give you Zechariah 2 verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
God shall be a wall of fire around your family, around your family members. Zechariah 2 verse 5, and God shall be a wall of fire, and his glory shall be within Jerusalem. I want to say God shall be a wall of fire around each and every person that has requested a prayer. I want to say just believe, have faith in God.
Yep.
The just shall live by faith.
Blessings. Indeed. Thank you. Blessings, Fundisi. To those who are listening, we are going to be having another prayer at 7 p.m. here on the Adventist World Radio. At 7 p.m., we're going to be praying once again. So please do join us at that time. It is now 3 minutes before the hour, 6 o'clock here on AWR. And of course, this is the end of the Maranatha Drive this afternoon. Happy Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom to everyone who has joined to listen. And of course, it's been a fantastic week. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I do hope that you also have enjoyed this week thoroughly. We're going to be now signing off with a beautiful, beautiful song. I think we're going to take, let's take this song. We're going to come back now.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.